Welcome to another episode of Kentucky Football Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
All right. Well, we got Missouri, and they're big game, and everybody's worried about it, apparently. I was worried about it at the beginning of the season, but I'm not really worried about it as much now.
See, I wasn't worried. Now I'm nervous.
Well, I mean, their fans are going to say what they want. I mean, apparently, we're not even in the running for the SEC Championship because all they keep talking about is this Georgia or Florida. Who wins this game is when they – I mean, come on. No matter what happens to Kentucky today, it's still going to be for the East for next week.
Right.
So, I mean, well, I'll take that back. Well, Florida wins today and we lose, then it changes. But if Georgia wins today, even if we lose today, we still play for the East next week.
Right.
I don't think Florida's going to beat Georgia, but I mean, who knows? You might be wrong. I mean, Dan Mullen's a heck of a coach. I will always say that, but I don't see it.
I don't either. I think Georgia stomps them.
I hope so. That makes me funny. I fucking hate Florida. I would do anything. They don't have them or Tennessee in the SEC championship game. Makes me want to throw up. Yeah. Even thinking about
literally
it.
Literally anybody before Tennessee, I'm happy.
Well, Tennessee's dog shit. Yeah. They're probably. I mean, Vandy's winning today, so they're probably going to finish behind Vandy.
Probably going to finish last again in the SEC.
So I mean, it is what it is. But anyway, so I feel pretty confident, but I am a little nervous at the same time. I don't think they should do the two quarterback thing. I think they should just hold it out and see how Terry does in the first quarter. If he goes and looks same missed throws, same bullshit, I think you got to look at Gunnar Hoke in the second quarter. But I don't think we should rush to that. I think our bread and butter is running the ball.
Right.
So,
well,
I mean,
why go away from it?
It doesn't, to me, it doesn't really matter who's playing quarterback as far as handing a ball over.
You
but
know what I want to see is Danny Clark. He's a little bit of athletic, and apparently he's a hell of a thrower. He's a, two-time Ohio State champion.
Yeah, but the only thing I worry about Danny Clark, well, I mean, I guess he's the same boat as.
He's got nobody else has experience.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing Danny Clark either. I mean, I've heard he's fantastic. So, I mean, Ohio State loved him.
I just don't think pocket passer is what we need.
I don't think so either, but I've always said Gunner's the best quarterback if you're going for like a pure quarterback. But you know, I mean, we'll wait and see. We'll wait and see what happens.
We'll see what happens, right.
So, who's your offensive player of the game?
Offensive player of the game? It's kind of hard to pick, huh? Benny?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Terry. I am going to go touchdown Terry.
Dude,
I think he's actually going to be touchdown Terry today. I think he's going to wake up. If he doesn't, then he's not going to be playing.
No.
And I think if he doesn't wake up in the first half and it just looks sluggish and terrible, I think they probably go forward with someone else if the other person looks this halfway better.
Right.
But I think it's going to be Terry. I think it's Terry's game to prove to everyone that he's the quarterback.
He needs a game to prove that he's the starter.
I mean, Missouri's offense is really good against shitty teams. Not so good. I heard something that this year he's only throwing one touchdown pass against an SEC team.
Yeah.
And he's throwing five interceptions against them. And when you're talking about going against our defense, I don't see it. But my defensive player of the game it's going to be the secondary for me. It's going to be Mike Edwards. He's all over the field.
Darius was for me.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be somebody in the secondary. It's going to be big. I don't know. Maybe Luck.
I'll tell you the other guy, though. Josh Allen.
Yeah, Josh Allen's going to be
huge.
He's
unblockable.
He can't be replaced either. I mean, he's that important to our defense. If he doesn't get pressure, I mean, we're going to struggle. But he seems to keep getting pressure, and our defensive backs keep holding on to those corners. So.
And speaking of Josh Pascoe, I just want to throw this out there. He's actually was warming up. Isaiah Epps took a picture of him doing warm-ups at the game today.
Who was that?
Pascal.
Oh, Pascal, yeah. They would say
he's not going to play, but he's not going to play. But it's just nice to see him out on the field again.
And they say he's working his way back to get back on the field. So, I don't know, maybe by the end of the year.
Maybe
by the UofL game. God, it'd be
fucking great to have that dude back.
It'd be nice to have against UofL and a little dumpster fire going on there.
Could you imagine passing situation, Josh Allen, Pascal, and Boogie coming at you?
That's the thing, man, is if we had Pascal this year, he might be the guy with the more sacks. I mean, because Josh Allen's that good to open it up for other guys.
Right.
I mean, Boogie's living off Josh Allen because they literally have to chip him because the tackles can – he's just so fast off the ball.
He's unbelievable.
And he's got a chip on his shoulder, man. He's constantly playing with that chip on his shoulder. So is Benny.
Team is.
Like I said, I don't see – our defense has been really good this year. I don't see him letting down us today. I think our offense is going to do more against their defense than their offense can do against our defense, if that makes any sense.
Right.
I think our offense is pretty bad, but I think their defense is worse.
It'll be interesting to see because the strength of their defense is they have an okay run defense. Not great, but
I still say you line it up and run it.
I still think we line up and run on them. Yeah.
I mean, you give Benny 20 touches, give AJ Rose 15, and then that's what you live on, and say, you know, stop it, and then help out Terry with running the ball.
Right.
I mean, if you run the ball and you get 4 or 5 yards every touch, and then all of a sudden a first down and 10 play action, that's going to help out Terry make good throws. But again, I mean, he's got to make some throws if you ever expect to beat Georgia.
Can't hesitate. If you hesitate against a team like Georgia, you're done.
I mean, that's essentially what's going to happen. He's got to wake up today. I mean, I know he's out there playing hard, and his legs are winning us games. Whether you like to be the guy that says, "Oh no," but you know, everyone's like, "Well, we're not 6-1 because of Wilson, but we're not 5-2,
right?
Without Wilson, I mean, you know, we are 5-2 without Wilson because we're not winning the swamp without Wilson's arm, without those throws, without his legs. I mean, we won it down there because of that. And right. I mean, Florida's turned out to be a good team, not a great Florida team, but a good Florida team. And they could be great if they win today, but I just think that. One, if you're a Kentucky fan, you better root for Georgia today to eliminate Florida.
Right. We want to get Florida out of the conversation.
We don't want to rely on South Carolina beating Florida and the Swamp. We want to have next week's game just us and Georgia.
Just us and Georgia. Winner moves on.
Exactly. And then that Tennessee game is essentially nothing to us because we win all tiebreakers against all the other teams.
Right.
So my score today, I predicted something else on this website, but my prediction today, I think I'm going to go actually lower. I'm probably going to do like 20-10, something like that.
I like that
range because I don't think their offense can score that many points. I don't think we can get. I don't know if we can get to 20, but I don't think their offense can get past 2 touchdowns. So I'm just going to go with 10 and see.
I'm going to go very similar. I've been bouncing around, but I think it's going to be 24-17. And I think the key comes down to is. I think we got to make some field goals. Our field goal kicking has been terrible, and I think we're going to need to make field goals.
Yeah, because our field goal kicker last year, Austin, he won us like the last 2 years. He's won probably 8 games for us.
Right,
just so, on his leg.
I think they're talking about we might see that freshman this year kicking because Lord knows our kicking has been terrible.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad. I mean, the thing is with this year's Kentucky team, we haven't been in a situation where we have to kick it a lot. Now, if we were. Like the last couple of years, we were getting inside the 40, and Austin McGinnis had to make 50-yard field goals to win games for us to even be in the game.
Right.
But now we're actually completing drives and getting scores when we get a good drive together. But like I said, I mean, someone had talked about NFL scout or something, talked about the play calls, the problem. Yeah, Terry Wilson's playing bad, but the play calls are mostly the problem. They're awful.
They've been terrible.
And that's, I mean.
Their play calls that show that you don't trust your quarterback is what it is.
I really just think, I don't know if it's trust the quarterback, but he's trying to prove to everyone that he's making the play calls and it's not Snell. No, Snell's just really good.
Right.
And I think you just need a vanilla, in my opinion, you just need a vanilla your offense down to 60% running, maybe even 65% running, and then throwing the rest of the time. And like basically, you throw the ball to loosen it up for Benny, and basically you just, You run the ball. Safeties come up. You throw it up downfield. If he doesn't complete it, you're still throwing it downfield. He still have to respect it. But if he completes one of them,
then they have to respect the pass.
Because you better believe next week, no matter what happens to the Georgia game, next week Georgia's going to have the talent to be able to put eight in the box.
Eight in the box, and it's going to be a battle.
I mean, that's. I know other teams have done that on us, and we've ran it on them anyways, but. That's what Georgia's going to do next week, and right. I'm so scared of Eddie Graham's going to say, "Oh, I got this perfect scheme. They're going to think we're going to run it. No, we're going to throw it. No, just run the ball and just run the ball."
But you know what? Before Georgia, we got to get through today.
I know. But
gotta get through today.
I agree. And
I'm worried of the letdown. I can feel it in my bones. The letdown's coming.
I got a feeling too, but this team has seemed to not let us down, and they've made it a priority not to let down the fans. And if we win today, regardless of that Georgia Florida game, it's going to be the biggest. Well. If Georgia wins, it's still going to be probably the biggest game ever in Lexington. But if they win today, that game next week is going to be CBS 3:30.
Game of the week.
It's going to be. I know it's this. It's a shame that LSU and Alabama has to be the same week, but it's kind of fitting because then both the West and the East would probably be decided that day.
Right.
So.
Although I wish next week would have been a 7 o'clock game.
I agree. I was kind of surprised when they announced it. I just don't want a noon game, man. I can't stand them.
Noon games.
Yeah. But I know we keep getting ahead of ourselves, but.
Yeah, let's not talk about Georgia. Fuck Georgia. They're pussies. Fuck
yeah,
them.
No shit.
It's on Missouri. We got to get Missouri.
Missouri's going to be tough today. I'm hoping that we haven't lost in regulation yet, so I'm hoping that stands up.
Right now is the biggest game in Kentucky football history, just because it sets up next week.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a win here is more important.
Oh, yeah. And then you get to, not to mention that, did you finally have a winning record in the SEC?
Right.
I mean, you haven't done that. I think they said 30 years or something like that.
And you break a 40-year streak where I think it said if a top 25 team was, or top 15 team was underdog, they've always lost.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. Wow, that's wild. Well, yeah, let's not do that.
40 years.
So I can't believe we're underdog.
We that going against us.
That's insane. I mean, this Missouri team's 0-3 in the SEC. 0-3 in the SEC.
It's because of the name on our chest.
And it's Kentucky's coming in there. Yeah, they played bad against Vandy, but there was a lot of plays that could have went the other way, and it could have been a 28-7 route.
Right.
And they've been underdogs this game all season long. They kept showing the percentages of what can win and stuff like that. This was always favorite for Missouri. I don't get it, man.
I don't either.
I just hope they prove them all fucking wrong today, and we win. Bourbon of choice is going to be Makers today.
Going with the Makers.
All right. I don't know. I stopped liking Makers for a while, but it's been tasting really good here lately, so we'll see.
You're not
going to
get in the creek?
Depends how the first half goes. All right. So, all right, I'm Nick.
I'm Mike. Fuck you.